Bringing home with Sarah and Tennille. Sarah, it's June.
Ooh, girl, we
I
made it.
am ready for
I
the
know.
ocean. I'm dreaming of the
Well,
ocean.
you are the summer
That's
girl.
my happy place. You know, I
Yes.
love me some Atlantic, okay? Give me the
Yes.
Atlantic. And this is a good week for that. Well, I mean, not going to, I don't get to go to the Atlantic this week,
Well,
but June 8th is World Ocean Day. I didn't know we had
Oh,
one.
I didn't either.
But you
Wow.
know, a lot of people went to the ocean for Memorial Day
They
weekend.
did.
People went to the lake, the river,
The
hung out by
pool.
the pool. So, whatever you like to do, it's water time.
Well, the closest I'm going to get to an ocean on June the 8th for World Ocean Day is the Sonic Drive-In when I go get my ocean water drink.
Oh, you like ocean
Yes,
water?
girl,
Well,
it's
that's
my
a cheap way to
favorite.
celebrate if you're not
That's
able to
going to be what I
go.
do on
If
Thursday.
you're not able to get there Thursday, which doesn't sound
Yes.
like we will be, but hopefully you'll get there sometime this summer to your favorite body of water. So we
Absolutely.
just want to kind of talk about some things to keep in mind when we do make it to the water.
Whether you're at the
Because,
ocean, the pool, or the river, whatever,
yes, because
yes.
we want to have a good time. And, you know,
Absolutely.
one thing we've got to do is keep our eyes open. We got to be vigilant.
Yeah.
You know, be aware of our surroundings. You know, no matter how many people we're going with, whether we were the big group or it's just us and our kids, we need to keep track of where everybody is at all times.
Oh, yes. And, you know, if there's a lifeguard present to be listening and following those rules. But
Yeah.
yes, I know when I'm around any body of water with my kids, I'm constantly
Yeah, head
head
count. Where's
counting.
everybody?
Yes.
Especially when I have other people's kids. That makes me
Yes.
really nervous
Oh,
to make sure that everybody is okay.
I
But
think
we should
so.
be doing this. Just
That's the number
kind of stay
one.
aware when you're around any body of water, even if it's a little pond,
Or if it's in your
any size.
backyard.
Yes,
Yeah.
any size body of water, we need to stay aware.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Another one we've got to do is do apply sunscreen. And we've talked about that several
Oh,
times
we
on this
talk about it.
podcast. But
What
you
did
need
Michael
to.
Jackson say? Doesn't matter if you're black or white, you need your
Right.
sunscreen.
And we need to make sure that we're doing it generously and we're applying it more than once. If you're outside, if you're swimming, if you're just sweating, you
Yeah,
know,
it's
every
not a
couple of
one time and
hours.
done. And it's
Yes.
so hard for people to remember that because, you know, you want to go have a good time
Right.
and, you know, you got to keep coming back
And
to
don't
this.
forget, don't just get your arms and legs. You need to get your face, the tops of your ears, you know, your
And
neck,
you know, your
your
back, you
shoulders.
may have to ask for
Yes.
help
You need to ask for
on some
help.
of these body
Yes.
parts because it needs the lotion.
It does. You need to
Yeah.
cover all of your skin. So ask for help for sure. And, you know, about every couple of hours or even less, if you've been swimming the whole time, you
Yeah.
need to get out and apply some more.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, something people don't like to do, but need to do is where life is. And, you know, we need to have these. This is regardless of your swimming ability. I don't care if you won the Olympic backstroke gold medal. You need to have a life vest because
Well,
we're talking
yeah.
some large bodies of water.
Right. Especially if you're in the ocean, lakes, rivers,
Yes.
you definitely
Yeah. Not in
need
the pool so much.
to. Right. But, you know,
Yeah.
those bodies of water, too, sometimes, especially at the river and lakes, they're not as clear as a
Yeah,
swimming pool.
right.
So,
That's true. So, you know, those life jackets, you know, need to be in
yeah,
use.
absolutely. Or if you're on a boat, there many states have laws that, you know, under a certain age, you're required to wear a life jacket no
I'm
matter
gonna take
what.
it even
So,
a different level. If you're enjoying like a some kind of dinner cruise or party boat where you're not
yeah.
wearing your life jacket the whole time, you need to know where they're located.
Yeah,
That's part of the
right.
safety protocols is to know where they're located. So if you do get
Absolutely.
into trouble, you know where they are.
Right. Well, and along the same route, the next tip that we would recommend is learning to swim so that you are comfortable around or in water. Learning to swim, most communities, no matter their size, there's swimming lessons offered. A lot of cities that have pools, they offer swimming lessons, but it's really important for people, no matter your age. I actually know someone as an adult that took swimming lessons because she was tired of being scared of water.
Oh, I'm raising my hand. I took swimming lessons when I first went to college. So, I
Yeah.
mean, it's never too late to take
Yes,
swimming
there's not an
lessons,
age limit.
you know, just to learn how to be more comfortable and get a little skill. And I've
Yes.
actually got a statistic with that one because there was a 2019 report that the Lloyd's Register Foundation did, and they found out that most people that were 15 and older do not know how to swim unassisted. So that's just something to throw out there. And they also reported, well, the World Health Organization reported that an estimated 236,000 deaths
My
worldwide each
goodness.
year are due to drowning.
That's higher than I
So
would have guessed.
it's higher than I would have guessed too. So yeah, this is the life jacket. This is also the learning to swim.
Learning to swim, yes.
And you already talked about if lifeguards are present, and that's basically going to be
Yeah.
on the beach. I don't guess there are lifeguards, on most rivers and
I've never
lakes.
seen one.
Well,
Unless there's a swimming area, some will
if
have,
one pops
but
up, make
yeah.
sure that
Yeah, or definitely
listen.
at the pool, at most community pools and stuff, they're gonna have a lifeguard there. So we want to listen to that for sure. Since we're not going to the beach, I'm not as worried about this one, but we need to be respectful of the creatures that live in these water areas, whether you're at the beach or the lake or
What
the
do you mean
river,
creatures?
you
Like living
know.
animals?
Yes, we've all seen them.
Oh, I go to the beach, but I ain't interacting with no animals.
But you know, people like to touch things, right?
Yeah, but I don't.
Or get touched, you know, jellyfish. I know many a person that's been stung by a jellyfish. So just be respectful that this body of water is actually a home to many things.
We don't need to touch things that we come up on.
No.
Even the things that seem harmless, and they're very interesting because we don't see them where we're from.
Yeah.
And so we want to go up and
But we need to know
love
it.
on them. Is that the word?
I don't love from a distance, people. No.
Boating is something that a lot of people
Oh,
like to do,
yeah.
and being out on a boat is so much
Especially
fun.
in the area we live in, it's a big deal.
It is a
Yeah.
big deal in West Tennessee. But we need to operate boats safely. Know what you're doing, first of all.
Yeah.
Don't just hop in a boat and take off. Know how to operate it safely. Watch your speed. Never do it under the
Never,
influence.
yes.
Because you need to be, that's not something you drive every day. And
Right.
you need to make sure that you're paying attention to what you're doing and, respect navigational aids, like buoys and things like that.
Yeah, because the different colors mean different things and all that. So you need to know that. And
Oh.
then in the state of Tennessee, to operate a boat now, you have to go through a boater education class. And a
Okay.
lot of that is offered online. I know the library in my community offers the testing for free there.
Okay.
So like my child, one of my children both, if they want to operate a boat, they're going to have to go through this class. So know what the rules are in your state before you just let your kid, you know, motor
Drive the
off.
boat.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
So
right.
that's good to
That's a good
know.
practice. I mean,
Yeah.
you don't just jump in your car. I mean, there's
Exactly.
steps to be able to do that. So,
Yeah. Another thing that we need to watch for is the weather, no matter what type of water you're in, because you know these summer storms can blow up in a
they are
second.
changing. I mean,
Yeah.
they come so quick. It's almost like Florida storms. Everything's going great. The sun's out, then the next thing
Yeah, the wind picks up. Yeah, so you definitely need to watch the weather. Keep track of it, you know, if you need to make a move either to the dock or maybe, you know, out of the pool for a little while, whatever it is. But definitely be weather aware when you are in the water, on the water, that kind of
And
thing.
we got our mobile devices now, so it's so easy to pull up the
Yes.
radar. And if we see the first cloud come up, we're like, wait a minute. And we check the radar to
Yes.
see if something's going on. And then identifying where you're gonna go,
Yeah.
that's
Right. If you're out in a boat, you know, you may have to make that move sooner because you need to get back to the dock. Or, you know, if you're at a community pool, where do we get out and where do we go to get undercover?
A
Yeah, for
beach is pretty
sure.
easy. We just kind of make a run for it.
Yeah, grab everything and
You just
go.
go to the shelter.
Yeah,
But
that's definitely something you've got to watch for.
you need to stay hydrated. That's something that's important. That motion that we're doing, the physical activity, it causes us to sweat and we lose fluids and it's hot. These months that we're spending outside and around the water, it's very hot. And so you think about, well, I'm in the water. I'm not going to become
Yeah,
dehydrated while I'm in a body of water,
but you
but you
can.
actually can.
Yeah.
And remember, you're stepping out periodically. And so make sure you're drinking water. So that it can cool your
Right.
body.
And that
Yes.
fresh, clean water, because you
Yeah.
can't
Oh
drink
yeah.
any of the
No,
water
no,
you're
no, no, no. Yeah,
in.
clean water.
Yeah.
You want to have that so that you can regulate your body's temperature and stay hydrated. And you know, especially if you're swimming, that you're doing physical activity.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you replenish. So.
And one we've kind of talked about, but I just want to reiterate, is just be aware of what everyone else is doing. You know, what are the other human activities happening
What are
around
they
me?
doing?
You know, whether you are swimming on the bank of the Tennessee River and there's constant boats in and out, or someone is on a jet ski and not paying attention, you know, or if you're in the swimming pool and you're ready to jump off the diving board and you don't see that someone is already swimming, you know, underwater in the deep end. Like, you just got to be aware before you just act.
And you think about it, the beach, you know, when you're walking along the ocean, people are playing with their frisbees
Yeah, or
and, you know, there's a lot
fishing, or
going on and they've got their dog out there and there's a lot of
yeah.
activity. So you can't just put your earbuds in and kind of get in your
Right.
zone. You
You
kind
got
of
to be
have to
aware.
listen so that you can, you know, hear what's going on. So
Absolutely.
yeah, that's really good advice.
Because we want everybody to have fun on the water. Because, like you said, like, summertime means time at the water.
Yeah, and we want to go Thursday. Because
Well,
is it Thursday?
it's Thursday's the ocean
Yeah,
day, but
that's
y'all can join me at Sonic.
We want to practice all of these on Thursday. So
Yes.
hopefully you'll get a chance to enjoy the ocean or the lake or the
Yeah,
river
or the
or
pool.
the
But
pool.
just be safe, have fun,
Yes.
and follow these simple tips.
Yes. And in the words of Mr. Bob Marley, oh, I know he enjoyed all these bodies of
Well, every
water.
day was ocean day for
Oh
him,
my goodness.
right?
I know he would want to enjoy Ocean Day, but he would also want you to live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
Bye.